The discourse on the break has broken down. We are now analyzing people in government and whether they have a lazy eye or not. And I actually saw Pip point like in like
ouch.
One direction. Like, that would be her.
I had not noticed, but to her, she does seem to. I don't know if it's a lazy eye, but her right eye does seem to be looking slightly off.
Did you grab the other water?
Yeah,
well,
this one.
Did you grab the other water?
I did.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, he's chugging.
Yeah.
You know what My Sharona is? That song is about.
No.
My Sharona. He's talking about his Johnson.
Is he?
My Sharona.
I thought it was.
How
about
do you
a
know
girl.
That?
What?
I thought it was about a girl.
Oh, it's about his wings.
Oh, my little pretty one. My pretty one?
Yeah, my little pretty one.
Well, how do you know that?
No, I don't think so. I think it's a girl.
Oh, he's finding
now
it online.
Now he's going to look on the... Yeah.
Hannity said it.
Siri, is my Sharona about junk?
Right before he threw his little football to end the show, he gave his little knack tidbit and gobbled it all up. Yeah. Oh, he's going to Siri.
My Sharona lyrics.
Why do we need the lyrics?
We know what the lyrics are. Okay.
We don't know. It doesn't mean it's about his
penis.
Cock. Yeah.
Oh, my little pretty one.
Pretty one. When you going to give me some time, Sharona? Who you make my motor on? My motor on. Coming off the line, Sharona. Never going to stop giving up dirty mind. I always get it off with a touch of the younger kind. Maybe it is about a board.
Yeah.
Fox News, where Walt gets all his information.
It was a board from Lane Bryant, but it's a
Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Lane Bryant.
It was a real girl.
You don't think Sarah Huckabee Sanders, before she got this gig, was shopping in
piece of ass back before this.
No.
Yeah.
No. Show me a picture of Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Both of her eyes were open. She
no.
Oh, my God.
Never happened. Fake news. Wrong.
Hey, Sarah.
Always had a lazy eye.
I will never have a threesome with her and Kellyanne Conway.
Oh.
Oh. Ooh. That. No, I don't want to.
It's like, I like when they do the pictures of like the before and afters. They take Kellyanne Conway, she's the last one. Ann Coulter's the middle one, and then they go to that chick Tomi Lahren.
Ann Coulter's not a bad looking.
No, you like a woman with an Adam's apple, do you?
I do.
Actually, this Sarah Huckabee was heavier at one point.
Well, listen. You want to talk for the Donald? You're gonna have to drop a few. She's gonna be like a rail by the time this is done.
Oh yeah, I know, because he's merciless. Yeah, it seems lit.
No, she's nobody spews bullshit like Sarah. I'll give her that. She's good at it.
They all do. That's why they're in the position.
Yeah.
Who was the one who spewed bullshit for Obama?
Oh, I can't remember. He's had a couple of them.
Yeah, I did.
The other
I can
one of them's on
face.
MSNBC.
Brian.
No, not Brian Williams.
Not Brian Williams.
No, there was a guy. Good looking guy. I remember Bush had Ari Fleischer and Dana Perino. You can't last in that job very long. That job wears you out.
I think so. Yeah. That's like, you know, they both go out gray and you know, wrinkly like the president does.
Bush had a
time.
Former, Tony Snow had a former Fox News guy who was very good. I think when you were Bush's and when you were Trump's, I think it's a harder job. To explain the Iraq war, I think was a tough gig. And to explain all this Russian stuff. It's a tough gig.
Oh, I was mistaken.
Obama didn't really have that type of scandal to that level.
It's
no.
One thing after the next about, you know, it's the Russian thing, then it's the Access Hollywood tape, and it's this and it's that. And it's
almost like Trump's a victim. If only we wouldn't read his tweets.
I feel
or
bad
listen
for
to
him.
What he says.
His tweets are one thing, but, you know, proving, why can't they prove that he
did what? I just told you. I told you before the show. They already have a guilty plea.
From who?
From his advisor. From his foreign advisor. A guy Trump named. I don't know what he said, but he pleaded guilty. He cut a deal with.
Guilty to beating the New York Times out of not paying him.
No. He pleaded guilty to working with the Russians for Trump.
Oh really?
We're gonna find out about everything. Yeah.
So he goes then.
I'll tell you what.
I told you I was the first person to say if Trump did it and he's guilty, then he's gone.
You aren't the first, Walt. Well, there's been a lot of us before you, Walt.
Well,
now, it doesn't mean Trump's guilty.
Right.
Doesn't mean Trump's guilty.
Not,
I would
no,
hazard
not
to guess he probably is. But this guy pleading guilty does not mean that Trump. Because what Trump has to do is say, I never knew. That's what Trump has to
right.
do. And that's why Mueller's going up the ladder, which is why the fact that he's got the son-in-law in his sights and has Flynn in his sights, that's problems for Trump.
Yeah.
But, you know, And even if it does come out, Walt don't care. Teflon Don.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't want to talk about Teflon Don.
No, he doesn't like tinfoil.
What?
Never mind.
Tell you what, you felt you came in sore. This is how I feel after the show. Carry her and Joe to the finish line.
Oh my God.
It's rough. It's rough. But we love our Pip Helix. Because she shows up on occasion, and we like that about her.
She's here.
She's
here.
That's
Pip is a placeholder. Really? That's what.
Wow.
Placeholder Helix.
So where does she have a title?
You don't have a title. And you have not been replaced by a robot.
Excuse me. Title is, hey, you can kiss my shiny metal ass. Oh, wait, what?
She's got her moments. Pip has her moments. We cherish them. We cherish our Pip moments. All right. So we'll talk about myths. We'll do this stuff. This is nice and easy. Like I said, thought we was going to have some scamming stuff, but no. Maybe next week.
next week.
Every show I've been on, there's been no scamming stuff.
Because we feel like you won't be into it. Actually, I think we did a story or two about it. But we it's kind
of,
these are like ongoing stories.
It's sort of like
operas.
Jumping in the middle of a soap opera, and then we'd be like, no, we have to explain
if you wanted
it all
if you want
people.
Us to do one of them next time, we will.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll do Ann Jackson next time Walt comes in.
Okay.
Normally when we have a guest like yourself, I plan a game or something else, but we'll do that.
I'll do it. Yeah.
You'll laugh at some of the language that goes back and forth between these two.
Yeah.
You call right on air?
Well, we've done that, but that's not what this is.
Yeah.
No, we have done that.
I'm better off not even knowing what you're going to do.
That's how that happened to you.
That was his campaign platform.
That's how that bad thing happened
to
you.
The less I know, the better we all are.
I saw signs. I saw signs saying that.
Spring it on me, Popello.
I'm driving up from Rockland today with the guy working with me, and I see you put the post on that Walt Popello is going to be on Davin's Den, blah, 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 tune in. So I said to him, oh, you got to watch, you got to listen tomorrow. I'm on Davin's Den. And then I saw the topics you're going to do. It gives me a night to research them. And then I was like,
I didn't send you the topics.
No.
You read the post.
Today.
Oh, okay.
And then I said, wait a minute, today's Tuesday. It's tonight.
Yeah.
I said, I got to get home.
I didn't think you wanted to know.
Well, I didn't want to know.
Okay, so then I did you right.
No. But that's why I said, I'm better off not knowing. I was going to research the movie.
Yes.
And I said,
that's not, unless Hannity's reporting it.
We went to White Castle. We were stopping at White Castle. I was like, dude, we gotta go. White Castle and Nanuet.
Oh, wow.
I ate eight burgers tonight.
Yeah, but they're small burgers.
Yeah. The sliders?
And you'll shit on Friday, so that'll be nice.
You think Friday? That's awfully early.
I think that's colon packing stuff.
It sure is. That is end of...
Done. They're gone.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Oh,
well, there were sliders.
Crazy.
Gone.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, they slid right out. All right. So this is these are reality TV shows that are not what they appear to be.
Yeah.
We've done this before.
Oh.
For some reason, I thought you were here when we did this once.
No.
You guys ever watch the show To Catch a Contractor?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Did you like that show?
I did enjoy that.
That was an Adam Carolla vehicle.
It was.
What are they doing? Trying to catch a contractor who's trying to beat somebody out of money?
No, they would come in, they would do like a half-assed job, or they would do half the job and then never show up again. And so Adam Carolla and like some contractor friends.
Skip Bettle.
I don't know who that is.
His contractor friend.
Okay. And they would show up, they would talk to the people, and they'd go and look at what these people did to their house, and are like, oh, man, that's bad. So they would wait, or they would, they had this lady that would like follow the guy around or try to catch him and go, oh, okay, I know where the contractor is. And then they would go and they would talk to him and they'd say, you going to fix these people's house or what, you jackass? And then sometimes just out of seeming like he was like nervous or he wanted to save face, he'd go back and he'd try to fix it. But sometimes they would point out things that were so bad. They're like, we're not even letting you touch this. We're fixing it ourselves.
No, well, it's not on the air anymore. But anyway, Catch a Contractor got sued by a California couple whose lawsuit against Spike TV, its owner Viacom, and the contractors they hired claims as sewer pipes were moved, one of the sewer pipes was left disconnected, allowing about 200 gallons of raw sewage to spill under the shower, into the walls, and underneath the house.
Oh!
In the end...
That stinks.
See? I'm not alone.
No, you're
get
not.
Get in the barrel.
Ugh. I'll tell you what, you make me miss Joe. That's not easy
Whoa.
To do. And I And I got 10 hours of Joe tomorrow in the car. That's a lot of Joe. That's a lot of Joe.
I heard you talking about Trump.
He doesn't sound like that.
That's what he does. He talks about Trump. He's my Trump buddy.
Not to be confused with your butt buddy.
Yeah. Is there toothpaste involved?
Yeah.
There's a lot of adjectives I was going to use before Trump girl.
In the end, though, the lawsuit was dismissed, but not because Carolla and Bettel didn't botch their fix, but because the couple had signed releases when appearing on the show that they would accept all alterations made by producer on an as-is, whereas basis. Essentially what it means is that if Catch a Contractor does a crummy job on your house, the crummy job is what you're stuck with. So they release all this sewage, go, up, there we go, we're done.
Yeah. Oops, sorry about that. We're
but
off.
I got to meet
a... Is bullshit, the show? Or, I mean, is it set up?
They really do fix it, but they did a bad job. But you sign something that goes, well, if they do a bad job, so be it.
Right, but so you saw on the show that the sewage went into the walls and into the bathroom.
No, probably not. It's probably what they did was the other guy did such a bad job that these contractors on the show fixed it, but they fixed it badly. So then they're like, we're going now. And meanwhile, your basement is full of sewage. And under your.
I think all these reality shows are set up.
Why am I talking to Mike?
Hi.
Hi, hi. Hi, hi. I see myself.
No, you talk. Okay, I'm talking. Oh my God. You gonna edit this out?
No, I don't know why we didn't get you. Why your mic isn't being picked up?
Well, I don't know. It's a whole fucking show. I don't know.
Really? Is
show?
It?
I don't know.
Is it on? I mean.
Yeah, it's on now. No. No? Yep, there you go.
Right. Okay.
So the whole show.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, but all right. Well,
well this will be interesting. It'll be this far away guy mumbling things. Oh,
yeah,
boy.
That's going to be unideal.
Oh, yeah.
It's all right. Whatever.
Uh-oh.
Unfortunate.
I wasn't really that funny today anyway.
No, you've had better appearances.
I'm tired. I'm leaving now.
You're leaving now?
I'm staying. Now that my mic is on, I'm staying.
No,
I should have
known. Like, you'll be picked up, but you'll be picked up through hours.
Get funny, motherfucker.
Yeah, I should have done. This is what you do happens when you don't do a sound check before the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, why didn't you? It's not like we were busy before the show.
No, you're absolutely right.
I was busy napping.
Yeah, she passed out.
What made you think about it now?
Because I was actually watching the monitor.
And then it said, yeah, none for you. And then knocked into his own mic and it...
knocked it down. That's how we figured it out.
Had a catastrophic...
It's like John Crook got hit in the nuts with a ball and he found out later on when he went to get a check he had cancer.
Get out. That's how he found out?
Yeah, he had a pickoff throw to first base. He wasn't ready for it and it hit him in the nuts. So he went to get checked for the nuts being sore and they found testicular cancer.
That was a lucky... knock to the nuts.
Yes.
It really was.
Huh. Well, that's unfortunate there. Anyway. Sorry, dude.
Yeah, it's all right.
You'll be picked
up.
It's
your show.
I know, but I had you on as a guest, and if we're talking to you and nothing's coming out, not ideal.
Next time.
It'll be picked up from the other mics. It'll just be low.
Yeah, it'll
be most of the time, Joe doesn't talk into the mic anyway. So.
Next time.
So Joe got thrown under the bus, and he wasn't even here to do it this time.
To Catch a Thief, whatever it
no,
is.
No, you ever watch Storage Wars? I used to watch that.
That's bullshit, too, that show.
Yes.
Yeah, it's bullshit. They bury stuff in these bullshit, like,
yeah.
you have a storage container full of things like, you know, old sporting equipment that's been sweat on and has stickers on it, and then all of a sudden they go, what's this? And they go to commercial, and they come back, and they have some you know, prehistoric bone in there, and they bring it someplace that's worth
one time
thousands
they had,
of dollars.
They had, what's her name, Shelley Duvall's shoes that she wore in Popeye as olive oil.
Get
I think
out.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah.
How bizarre.
Yeah, so that they happened to be in the locker. So Dave Hester... You know who Dave?
Yeah.
Dave Hester.
Yep.
Yep. That guy blew the lid on the whole thing. He blew the whole thing.
He don't give a shit.
Yeah, he said that they used to plant stuff in the lockers. And there's a lady who I know, well, two ladies actually, the one that owns the treasure shop in Middletown and the other one owns Linda's garage in Chester. They go to these lockers. And they're all garbage, everything
yeah,
you get
yeah,
in there, because
yeah.
the people never leave anything of value in these lockers.
Why would you?
Why would you?
So why are they still going there, though?
Who's going
like
where?
The people, these owners of these shops that you
well, they don't about. They don't spend $4,000 on a locker. They go and spend $80 on a locker, and they get, you know, $80
knick-knacks
worth of, you know, whatever, clothes and all
maybe
garbage that they leave in there.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean,
they're not expecting to find miracles in there.
No. But sometimes you might. Sometimes you might, but nothing like this, you know.
Like every time one of them goes, "Oh, look at this Aztec treasure."
Yeah,
you know what else? You know what else Hester said? He said that the show funneled money to teams to keep each episode's bidding competitive. So like if teams had less money, they were giving them. I didn't know that.
Wow,
I didn't know
that. Wow.
But Hester, they were going after him because he broke the contract that he signed with them.
Well, I'm sure.
But he returned to the show. Even after all this, he returned to the
show.
Yeah.
But he broke the magician's code.
I think that show's coming back. It was off the air, and I think it's coming back again.
Really?
They had another one with the...
That was not good.
Yeah, I didn't like it. The Texas one?
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
Oh, yeah.
These characters with, like, Brandy and... what's his name?
The Young Guns?
Kid. Yeah, the Young Guns. Brandy and whatever his name was.
I forget.
And everybody liked Barry, the old guy.
Yeah, the old eccentric guy.
He didn't really care what he was buying, you know.
Was just like
there was the father and son team.
That was Daryl and... I forgot his son's name.
Doesn't matter.
Daryl was the big guy, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That right there is a $100 bill, and that right there is a $200 bill.
And it's funny, they say it, and then, that's what it's worth, because they say it.
Yeah, and then they're adding up the locker.
Life works like that.
Yeah, I know.
That filing cabinet right there, that's a $500 brown filing cabinet. Yeah. You can't find that.
But you know what? The prices that were thrown out were not unreasonable for resale for used goods.
I don't know about that.
It was a little unreasonable. Nah. I think some of the stuff's going to sit.
Yeah.
They just assume.
They don't have that store anymore, the husband and wife team, right? Brandy and...
You like Brandy because she had the big
Jared.
Boobs. Yes, she had the big boobs. She was the cheesecake on the show.
Yeah, she was. She was the piece
of
ass.
I'm sorry she didn't do it for you, Pippa. Compared to Dave Hester.
She's not in my bank.
Was it Barry Sloan?
I don't know.
I think his name was Barry.
He was the eccentric guy who had all these weird friends.
Yeah. I liked him.
And they always had somebody that they could bring it to give the value.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same thing with
Pawn Stars.
And
people do that for
Pawn
free.
Pawn Stars is the same thing.
It's another bullshit show, too.
Yeah, and people do that for free. No, appraisers don't do that shit for free. Guess what? You bring stuff to somebody, they expect
to... He's a friend of mine,
they're a friend of yours.
That was a great show. It was the American Restoration. That was a takeoff.
American Restoration.
Yeah, it was a takeoff from the Pawn Stars guys
in
Vegas.
Oh,
and this guy,
yes.
Like if you had an old Coke machine.
Yeah.
Like you bought, it was like from the 1920s. You could bring it to this guy. He would restore restore it to its original look.
That's cool.
For like $6,000.
He knew all that craft.
Yeah, they bring they found three of the original Pep Boys, but they were all just big Plaster of Paris figures, and this guy put them back together and made a Manny Moan Jack, the originals.
Yeah, the Cubans do that all the time with the cars from the 50s if you go to Cuba.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing. This guy could take a car and he would give you a price, and if you want to do it, they would always do it. That was a good show because there's no bullshit involved in that. They take the old product and they make it into the new product.
Yeah, it was neat.
But
it
the porn
really
stars,
neat.
I mean, somebody's coming in. What does a porn shop do?
They're going to sell that stuff.
They take it and they pawn it. Or you get money for it. But a lot of times you can come back and buy it.
Right.
Well, I mean, people were bringing in ejector seats from like World War II planes. Like, why are they even thinking about buying that?
I have a guy who collects these.
I know. Well, in Las Vegas, they have a big store, and they are known for having all kinds of oddities and things. It's not the average porn star. Pawn shop? Wow, where'd that come from?
The pawn shop in Middletown.
I know where it came from.
Yeah, we know where it came from. The pawn shop in Middletown, not nearly that interesting. Beat up CDs, a guitar, nothing.
That's the one right across the street from the Salvation Army, that place?
No, it's by National Wholesale Liquidators.
Oh, I know where that is.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not that exciting.
You find some watches that,
Sometimes I pop in there after I go to the Indian restaurant, which is very good. Saffron.
Just to see what's in there.
Yeah.
But those are all bullshit shows.
Yeah.
Anything like that.
MTV Cribs, I remember that show.
Oh, I remember
that. Never watched it.
What, that wasn't even their real houses?
Well, Ja Rule's episode, remember when he was somebody? In it, he waltzed around the Miami mansion showing off rooms stuffed with fancy furniture and luxury amenities, all of which he was renting. And yes, the show does briefly list as a rental on the title card, but fails to mention the fact that Rule had only rented the place for an extended weekend during which he hosted a party that resulted in the homeowner suing him. On top of that, MTV allegedly never obtained releases from the homeowner to shoot in the home or even air the footage, so they got sued as well.
Oh, my God.
You can't just go shooting in somebody else's home.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, that's so low budget. Oh, man.
Also,
Also, one time on Storage Wars, Barry bought a locker that had Suge Knight's clothes in it.
Did it?
It had, like, boxes and boxes of Suge Knight. I don't even know who he is, but I remember.
Well, the interesting thing about Storage Wars, it was filmed in those neighborhoods where, theoretically, stars would put stuff
out
in
L.A., right?
Yeah.
Or people who worked on sets and they managed to bring something home, or they bought it and they thought, I'm going to hold on to this for, you know.
A little different here. We got the farmer from Applefest. We got his storage locker.
Yeah.
We got some old Coke crates.
Yeah,
look
at all these jelly jars. That's a dime a piece.
The best part about that was all you could do is look and see from the outside of the locker. You couldn't go in.
You could shine a flashlight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that
crap. Ooh, that looks interesting. There's half a deer with half an antler. I bet that's worth something. It's a unideer. Yeah. I'll get a lot for that.
You know how those kids love unicorns these days. We'll just take it off and stick it in the middle.
Those look like the roller skates used in Roller Boogie. Jimmy Bray. How many people knew that? Jimmy Bray was in the movie with Linda Blair.
I don't even know who Jimmy Bray is.
I have
no idea. Who that is,
but that was the guy's name. But those could have been worth something.
Proud of that, too.
Everything could be worth something. Those hippity hops right there behind you, put those in a storage unit. Those are $50 hippity hops.
$50 bill right there.
Right there.
That's a $200 bill.
I thought those big blue boys belonged to some boy I knew in high school. Sorry.
I actually thought those were your balls.
I do have big balls.
And
but
blue.
They're blue. And shiny.
It's been a long evening.
Big blue balls.
Don't worry. I'll be traveling with Joe. He'll take care of it.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, Joe.
I bet he doesn't know about that.
Why do you think he took the gig?
Probably a long time. Probably a long time for poor Joe.
What do you mean?
Having sex.
You think Joe takes Joe a long time to have sex?
I don't know. Who's he having sex with?
Joe's girl.
Joe's girl.
His girlfriend.
You got a girlfriend now?
Yeah.
He's had a girlfriend for a long time.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Don't plan on an invitation anytime soon. No. There's some other paperwork that needs to be filed.
Still.
No. Joe
has a girlfriend already?
Joe's had a girlfriend for a couple of years.
Yeah.
It just goes to show. There's somebody
you
for everybody.
Oh, man.
Wow, shots fired. Oh. Shot to your Trump buddy, nonetheless.
That just goes to show. All these good-looking people's like, I can't find anybody on Match.com. Joe Curry has a girlfriend.
Wow.
After he was just married.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Anybody who doesn't know what Joe Curry looks like, if you didn't see
Shrek.
The movie Young Frankenstein.
Oh, wow. Oh. Well, Joe says he looks like Shrek. Everybody knows what Joe
He does
looks
look like Shrek.
Everybody knows what Joe looks like.
He looks like a really white
Pip
Shrek.
Pip thinks he's fine looking.
Yeah.
He's a good looking man.
Yeah, he is. You know, look, there's a lid for every pot. Somebody deemed to marry May. There's a lid for every friggin' pot.
Why would you say that like it was a bad thing?
What? I'm feeling sorry for my husband. I'm allowed
Why?
To.
Your husband should fucking kiss my ass. Every Tuesday, I take you off his hands.
I
don't. I don't think he appreciates me.
You know how much a babysitter costs?
Exactly. I don't think Mr. Helix appreciates what I do, the service I provide. I could buy more blue hippity hops.
Or just make more.
How do I make more? Wow, thanks for pointing my groin.
That big? You should be proud.
I should wear sweats. It's hard to get him in the jeans like this.
Oh my God. Yeah,
Rich Schultes does a joke about the guy with the 128-pound balls.
Well, at least he's topical.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that the children were screaming and running when you were wearing your onesie on Thanksgiving. If you had those,
come on,
parked
I look like
in
a pretty
there.
Badass Darth Vader.
Why is Uncle Davin holding two lightsabers?
Why is he making me kiss him? Why is he making me kiss him? I don't want to kiss him.
Why is he swinging a lightsaber and has one in his pants?
There is no fly in the onesie. It's a complete disrobing when one.
Oh, that blows.
Yeah, but your junk is sticking out of that whole outfit.
Thank you. Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is.
A
so
mile.
Now everybody,
it's a very exciting holiday.
Everybody knows the gifts you're bringing to Thanksgiving.
Except a cornucopia. The horn, if you will.
Yes. Or baby corn.
Oh.
Look, I brought
niblets.
Meat and two
niblets. Bringing niblets.
I brought little baby carrots.
Oh.
Carrots.
Carrots?
Carrot.
Ooh,
that's a growth.
Deformed.
It's a growth.
Why's Davin got two little coconuts? Why's he got walnuts and a little piece
look
of...
Look at you. Look at you like tapping Pip like, please laugh at me. Well, I botched this awful impression and can't think of the next word. Please, Pip, laugh at me. Laugh at me. Get me through this bit. You suck. You
I was I was so much better with the mic off.
Kiwis, at least give him a break.
That was so desperate.
So bad.
If you were a comic, you would be like, "Let's give it up for the troops." That's where you were on the pandering scale.
Yeah. All right, New Jersey. Yeah.
Hey, let's sing all sing Happy Birthday. That's where you were.
Go fuck yourself.
Where's the toothpaste?
Go fuck yourself inside your onesie.
I can. See, that's why I don't last in the barrel very long. People like you do stupid shit right when I'm in the barrel.
I was going.
Now, he was offended because I was saying something about he was going to bring his own lightsaber, and he's like, oh, this is my family. Oh, you say it. It's hilarious.
No. Nobody said it was hilarious. I said it was pretty desperate.
Yeah, it was bad.
The lightsaber
was good.
The walnuts and the
small carrot. I was having trouble.
Yeah,
talking. About.
Were you having trouble swallowing the small carrot?
Having trouble with your carrot? Were you?
I was having
trouble with your carrot, Walt?
Trouble putting those three things together.
Yes.
Poor
oh,
Walt
dear.
And his baby carrots.
All right.
Walnuts.
Poor guy tried. If Hannity talks about baby carrots, Walt will be able
tonight.
To it. Baby carrots.
Hannity started right now. Anybody who's listening to us right now, if you want to turn on 360.
No, Hannity's on 10.
No, he's on 9 o'clock
they
now.
Moved him up?
They moved him.
Once the Democrat Combs died, they moved him right
it's
up.
Tucker. No, who's your call? Once they lost, who's your the other guy?
Well, no, they had
O'Reilly.
And then they had Megyn Kelly at 9.
Yes. Then they put on Tucker. And they put the 5 on at 9.
Yeah.
And they had Hannity on at 10, and then they moved the 5 back when Bowling got caught.
Yeah.
So they moved the 5 back to 5, and they put Hannity down to 9.
Hey, I'll say this for Hannity. He hasn't been caught yet, so there's that.
Yeah.
Good for Sean.
Sean is good. He skirts the issues.
Oh. Wow.
He skirts it. He doesn't get caught.
No.
Yeah, especially if the issue is a skirt.
No, come on. Hannity's a... He's a family man. So is O'Reilly.
Yeah.
So is O'Reilly. Yeah, by the way, how is Megyn Kelly's career doing?
Well, she's on doing better than O'Reilly's.
Where is she?
She's on NBC.
Morning show.
She's
on O'Reilly. NBC. O'Reilly was making $25 million a year for the
and
last
he paid out
$32
million dollars for
all right. So he paid out 1 year salary, a little more than one
Damn.
Year salary.
You know
what are you possibly doing to this woman that you have to pay her $32 million? Shop?
That's a lot of shellac. I mean, what did he do to her?
All sorts of shit.
Conyers do
for years.
He paid $27,000, so not nearly as much as O'Reilly.
Yeah, he's walking around in his underwear.
I mean, $32 million.
What's wrong with that? You're at work. You're in your undies.
You can't even believe every politician right now is just sitting at home saying.
Oh,
when
God.
Am I getting the phone call?
Yeah.
When am I?
Every it used Hollywood, to be Bill Clinton, now
every
it's all
Hollywood
of them.
Executive what? Producer is at home saying,
oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Good.
Oh,
good. Let them all get
shit.
The call. Good.
They're all going to get it.
Good.
Yeah.
Let
They're
them all
gonna
get the
get
call.
It.
Yeah.
I got no problem with that. So
Me
you
either.
Thought I was going to stick up for the
you,
ones on the left.
You better hope for the best because the
care.
More people that get busted, the better chance you got of getting on a TV show.
I already should be on a TV show. I'm very talented with my baby carrot.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. The more people that get busted, the more openings there's going to be.
We're all going to get TV shows.
Everybody.
Well, so all of a sudden, saying the N-word on a video isn't the worst thing you could do.
That's it.
It's just getting you started. No, I hope they all get busted. Goodbye, all of them. All
Are
the
you
creeps.
Gonna, next
all...
time, you're going to run on the baby carrot platform?
Cabbage.
Baby cabbage.
Yeah.
So there's your Irish showing
Hang
up.
Hang on a second. Take, go ahead. Take two. Go ahead.
Running on the baby carrot platform.
I am.
A carrot in every pot.
Along with the cabbage. Oh, wait.
I would love to see, and really, we'll get back to the election, if they put the independent on the top line and put me above the Republican. So put the independents on the top line.
Somebody would
see.
Be crying about hanging chads, you know.
I'm just saying.
You'd probably pick up more votes.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
people
they
aren't
would.
That careful. Yeah, you probably would.
Yeah. Yeah, but we don't want votes by mistake, do you?
I mean, yeah,
well, Walt kind of does. Walt kind of figured every vote with us
I,
was for.
I, you know what? I thought about this, and I don't have the time right now because I started a new job. But I want to investigate or at least question why an independent gets put at the bottom of the ballot
rigged.
And not at the top.
Whole system's rigged.
It is.
It's rigged.
Yeah, it is a two-party.
Everything's
system.
Rigged.
It shouldn't be just those two parties.
My sailboat's rigged.
And then everybody else at the bottom.
Everybody else screwed,
right.
Yeah.
Well, I put the independent up there, and if the Republicans and the Democrats still can carry their election, then let them carry it with the independent party above them. See if it works.
I want to hear you saying the same thing next year when you run as a Republican.
I'll do it.
You'd put the independents on top?
He doesn't have a say in it.
Yeah.
I know. I'm just saying.
No, but I do know the Board of Elections commissioner.
You're not running anymore.
I'm going to.
Why? You've done enough.
I'm going.
You're going to keep on running? Is it expensive to run?
No. Cost me nothing.
Huh.
Wait, you cost me nothing. You're not going to get some like plastic fly swatters with your name on it?
Actually, I shouldn't say that. It cost me $200.
Why didn't you do a fundraiser for yourself?
I could do it, but then I have to fill out all paperwork over $1,000. No, if it's over it's not just regular paper. They got to open a bank account, and you got to do a DBA.
I want your vote. As long as there's no extra paperwork.
See, the Democratic Party and the Republican Party have that already set up. They have people doing it. I would have to do that myself.
So you didn't really want the gig that much.
No, it's not that. It's you have to claim if you're. Even if you got in kind, like my signs, you saw my signs?
I did.
My signs were all, a guy came to me, he says, listen, I want to help you, and he made me the signs.
Wow, that
professionally.
Was fantastic.
That was nice.
But I couldn't take any more money or any more in-kind product than $1,000, or I would have to file it.
Right.
So I tried to stay under the $1,000.
Yeah.
But next time I'm going to do it, and I could do a fundraiser, because Scott Baker, Isaacson Baker called me up and says, hey, you want us to come up, we'll do a fundraiser for you. No charge, whatever you make is yours.
They're just looking for work. They're just looking. Ever since Russell got rid of them, they're just looking for work.
Who?
One of them was with Russell.
Oh, Russell Best. Both of them, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Once Russell cut the...
I thought you said Russell. I'm like, who the hell was Russell?
Well, once Russell cut the cord. Hey, Walt, how you doing, buddy?
Nah. they don't even reach out. They're very big in Mohegan Sun, and they're big over at the ranch out in Pennsylvania. I forgot what it was.
Big in the Ranch.
Big in the Ranch.
In the Ranch. All right. Mystery Diners. I don't remember that show.
No.
Mystery Diners?
It was on the Food Network.
No, I don't know that.
The show claims to bust real restaurant employees engaging in all kinds of misconduct, from giving discounts to being rude or inattentive, all the way up to literally stealing cash right out of the register, which is the kind of stuff that absolutely goes on in restaurants all the time. Making the blatant phoniness that Mystery Diners tries to pull even more disappointing. Instead of using their elaborate hidden camera system to allow restaurant owners to observe a single justifiable fireable act, they show the manager actually firing that employee in that moment. The show creators try to ratchet up the drama as the nefarious acts decrease further down the scale of likelihood. For example, one episode only reached a confrontation between the owner and the employee after the employee literally rolled a keg out the kitchen door to sell it to someone in the parking lot. And as if that totally implausible plan didn't seem staged, the worst in soap opera performances of both the owners and the obviously hired actors posing as employees are enough to ask for the check before the crazy.
That's normal. Bullshit.
Oh, that's so sad.
I would watch that, though. Sounds like something I would watch that.
I wouldn't watch it because, like they're saying, it sounds like the acting is really terrible. But
and you know terrible acting.
Oh, don't I? But the thing is, it would really be very sad to be watching and going, I can tell they're actors. I can tell this is bullshit. If you can pull one over on me and it seems like it's a legitimate show, I'm entertained at least.
Well, I mean, I kind of thought Storage Wars was legitimate until it all came out.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't going, this is bullshit. I was just like, I figured they picked the guys because they were interesting characters.
Right.
That I get, and they are interesting characters, but I could not believe week after week that somebody found something that was so obscure.
I kind of justified
and that
it
was
like,
worth so much money.
Well, these people are making a living off of it, so
I thought that they just edited it down to the shows where somebody did find something interesting.
Right.
Like they'd been other ones, you know. Well, nothing.
You
happened.
Look back at it now, you go, duh. It was stupid. Of course, it was filmed. But you know, at the time, you got caught up in it. It was popular.
I was caught up in the characters, but I did. I was caught up in, hey, what are they finding in there?
Never
one body.
I was just very irritated that they would always go, I'm going to go to a pal, and they're going to tell me, you know, what this is worth. First of all, if you ever tried to clean out your attic and you figure you're going to get some money out of some stuff that your grandmother had, and you have to go and bring it to somebody, how do you know where to go?
Yeah,
how do you know what person's going to rip you off? How do you know that you know, once you get it there, they might just go, it's worth $20. I'll take it off your hands. And they sell it for $400. You know, and also, you know, you have to pay these people for spending their time helping you do this. They're not just out of the goodness of their hearts going to go.
They're doing it for TV credits.
Let me appraise that all way your stuff.
They do it for TV credits. That way Walt hires them.
Right. Well, they'll do it. But I mean.
As seen on Mystery Diners.
Well, but that's how they do it. But I mean,
sounds
like
a headliner.
As a real person, if you went in there with this bowl that's been in your
they
family
don't deal
for
with
generations,
real people.
They don't charge people
no,
for appraising?
Love of the game.
Uh-huh.
Love of the game.
Of course.
Last one, then we'll get out of here.
Say American Pickers.
No, that's not on the list.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, I like that, too.
That's probably bullshit, though, too.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
It's a lot of bullshit there.
You think?
No, I don't think so.
I think so.
That one I'm willing to suspend disbelief. I think that that one's okay. They
go places
and find stuff.
Yeah,
I think Hoarders is real.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
I love Hoarders. I love that show.
You can't stage that type of mess.
Oh, my God. The
Come
lady
with
one,
me.
Yeah, the one lady. The one lady.
On a very special Davins and slash Hoarders. Walt in the field with Pip Helix. Whoa,
oh,
what
my
are you saying?
God. What the
What, you're a hoarder?
Yeah.
Are you really?
Not to the level of this TV show.
Not yet.
Yeah.
She's working on it.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I have a lot of junk. But there's no dead bodies or like
this
like,
one lady had like she had like 35 cats in her refrigerator. They all died, and she kept them in her freezer.
Well, you
want to
keep them fresh. You got to keep them fresh.
Yeah, unless they start smelling.
Yeah,
somebody
like dead
smelly cats.
Somebody's plumbing stopped working, so they used diapers and they just would like stuff them in the closet. I was like,
why not throw them away?
I don't know.
We're saving all of our shit. No, seriously, we're saving all of our shit.
Yeah, literally, but. I mean, when they go into the houses and they have to, like, wear gas masks because it's so foul that they're...
I like that one guy. He's just like, I got to get this stuff out of here, man. There's the one main guy that cleans the place out. Not the guy who orchestrates it, but there's the guy who works for, like...
The renter company.
Yeah, the junk...
The removal company, yeah.
Junk Be Gone. He's just like, I got to get this stuff out of here, and you guys got to put masks
Listen,
on.
we got to fill up some storage units with this stuff, so we got to get it out of here. Yes. Hester's going to be bidding on this stuff.
Oh, right.
That's what they should do. Take the hoarder stuff and put it into a locker.
That's the show I want to watch. Just see him bidding on dead cats. Oh, that's the show I want to watch. Ooh, diapers from 1988.
See, but there was one cool one where there was a guy who collected all video games, like games that you
pinball,
see.
Yeah,
the pinball machines and
American Picker should have gone there.
Yeah, but this guy opened up a place on the Atlantic City Boardwalk where he put all his games.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he gets to keep them, but just not in his house.
Yeah, he had the money for it. But but most people want to see pinball machines. They don't want to see coupons from 1993.
Yeah, sometimes people are just like saving like all kinds of stuff.
Ooh, ketchup packets.
What really gets me, because there's a sick psychology to it. I can understand some of the stuff where their child died, they save all baby dolls or something. There's stuff that happens to people.
No, this is just anything they pick up, they throw in a fucking room.
The really disgusting things are the ones that get me. You know, when they have dead cats or diapers and
they show that stuff.
They open the refrigerator and everybody runs down the street.
Did you just say refrigerator?
Very cute.
Refrigerator.
Very cute. She's adorable.
Oh my God.
She's adorable.
The
refrigerator. You wascally wabbit.
We're hunting dead cats.
She knew it. She was like, "Refrigerator."
I was gonna let it go. I was gonna let it go, but you were like, "Boom!" Right on it.
Did you hear yourself say it?
You guys are like hyenas on a carcass.
Not me. I was gonna let it go because
I know.
Me.
But I know.
He's still fucking bitter that I snagged him for tapping you to get a laugh out of you. He's relentless now.
Well, cabbage.
cabbage.
You said that instead of carrot. Oh. Cabbage.
the longer the show goes, the worse it gets.
Oh, my God.
Excuse me. Wheatards. That's Pip would say. Wheatards. We'll call the segment Wheatards. Write that down.
Okay.
All right. The last one, then we'll get out of here. The Pickup Artist. You remember that show? It's like on VH1. I used to watch that. This is the key to getting ladies is to approach them essentially like a pack of animals.
Oh,
go on.
That guy.
With
that
mystery.
With mystery, he used to tell people to nag girls.
I don't think he called it nagging.
Neg. Like he would say.
Is
something.
That what the word Walt got in trouble for?
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
No.
That's the N-word, neg.
No, he used to say that you would like meet a girl that's really pretty and stuff and say something like, you know, that.
Oh, negative.
His negative response, saying something negative. Like,
so you'll go up to Sarah Sanders, is that a lazy eye?
We're that's like,
negative.
You know, it's
that
like,
is negative.
It's like, did you really color your hair that color? Like, you know, and they're supposed
Speaking
to,
of hair color, you're getting a little gray there.
Wow. Yeah. Look at you, Whitey. From Leave It to Beaver.
I am not denying it.
Wow. Well, you don't do that to a woman.
That's a Scandinavian.
That's a Scandinavian.
Breaking through her scalp.
Ever since she's found out she's 31% Scandinavian,
she's
let
it go.
She's
going to Hawaii.
She's going to Hawaii.
Oh, wow.
She's going to Silverback.
Oh, no. We don't talk about her hair. We talk about her ass. We talk about her feet. We talk about what's going on inside of it. We don't talk about her hair. There's rules here, Walt.
There are rules.
That's what crossed the line, mister.
Sorry. She brought it up. And then
no, she didn't.
You brought it up. No, you brought up something about...
About my lack of hair dye
prowess?
No.
What was the story you were just talking about?
We were talking about going negative.
Negative.
And you
negative.
Did. Now she's going to blow you.
You said something about dyeing hair.
Yeah, I did.
Right, so I said you need to dye your hair.
I was using it.
Wow, now you need to dye your hair.
And by
you're not going to let that go.
By Mysterio's. No, I'm not. By Mysterio or whatever.
Mysterio, not mystery. Mystery.
Mysterio.
Is that a wrestler? It's a fucking creep.
Silly wabbit.
No, but see, by Mystery's his process, he nagged me. I should fall all over him right
now. You're
going
to blow him.
Yeah,
you're going to blow Walt.
Yeah.
You're going to take his little carrot.
Whip out that baby carrot. We're going to town.
But yeah, that was
suddenly
the
it doesn't sound so appetizing.
I'm not filling anyway.
None.
So
you got ice cubes?
I don't think she's going to need a mouthful.
That's just a couple little cubes. Shavings.
Shavings.
It actually works if you just suck on an ice pop and then you just do it.
Yeah, you get a cold tongue and
that's it.
And you get to provide a show with the ice pop.
And
first.
You get the flavor.
Sure. Yeah. Cold tongue, hot cock.
There you go. It's so strawberry banana.
Mystery. So he tells them to approach the women, separating your desired prey from the pack, and then using your newly frosted tips, bedazzled vest, and fingerless gloves to create an air of mystique about yourself while you act as aloof as possible. So the idea for the show was to take some nerds who couldn't possibly figure this foolproof plan out on their own and hook them up with self-professed pickup artists, Mystery and Cosmo.
Oh, God.
I have no idea why people watched this.
It was
so
very entertaining.
Ridiculous.
It was very entertaining.
Did you just say bedazzled vest?
Well, that's what the article says.
Oh.
Bedazzled?
I said bedazzled.
I said bedazzled.
Wow.
I know.
Jesus,
he's just all over me.
Holy shit. So it's your first day with these new lips? What the fuck is going
on? Wow, look at you with the old references.
Wait until you see me try to get through a read.
Oh, my God. Bedazzled.
To guide them into vaunted player status. Amazingly, this not only created a vapid, awful showcase for the worst possible way to approach a woman, I disagree, for even a stick of gum, but also was a complete setup from the start. One former contestant told Jezebel that he was cast through a talent agency, and the producers barely even tried to act like they weren't shaping the outcome in favor of one of the pickup artists winning the grand prize.
I totally believe that. I saw just enough of the show to go, what kind of heap of bullshit is this?
You don't think they were getting life-changing advice?
No.
I wish I was young enough so I could have tried this awful stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that would have been good. Just like going up to a hot chick and telling her she looks like shit and not pretending not to care. That sounds fantastic.
Do you think your face needs a good slapping?
Well, not according to the show, she's going to fall.
Man, that's harassment.
No, only if I touch them, it's harassment.
No, even talking to them.
I can tell them that she looks like shit.
They're going to go into their little safe room with their Play-Doh and puppy dog, and they're going to sit there and cry and say, Davin said he didn't think I was good looking.
Do you think that they're going to point to the doll and say that's where the bad touch happened?
That's where the bad touch. I thought it was. I'll be Al Franken.
Is that how that happens?
I'll be like Al Franken.
Show me on the doll where he touched you.
Show me again.
I had a different interpretation. I had a different interpretation of the touching. Apparently, Miss Tweeden remembers the touching differently than I did. I apologize to Miss Tweeden for the bad touch.
Sorry, Al Franken, you did it.
No, he said he did it. He just
stepped down.
He just
stepped down.
He just didn't remember it the same way.
Yeah.
Be done. He'll never. He was talking about running for president. That's done.
That's done. Well, he was a Jew. He wasn't going to win anyway.
That's done.
It's over. It's over.
Nah, we've had a black guy win. We almost had a woman win.
We had a black guy win. And go, enough of that. Let's find the oldest, whitest racist we can find.
We got an orange guy who won.
the orange vote came out in droves.
It did.
The
Oompa Loompa vote.
The orange vote came out in droves for him. The Jersey Shore gang.
They got
Tan Laundry.
They're doing the Jersey Shore again.
I know. All right.
Same people, same guys.
Yeah, very excited about
it. I think it's a special, though.
It's like a road trip. Very excited.
Yeah.
My daughter would be ecstatic. I've never watched the show.
Yeah, you missed it out.
You know what? I shouldn't say I didn't watch the show. I watched it a couple times just to see, because I'm a Seaside Heights guy. So just
see what they're talking about, like?
Yeah, no, just to see them going into the places and see how people act. I
gotta
be honest.
When Will walks in, he gets the same reaction.
Season 3, I was down at Martell's Tiki Bar.
Right.
In Point Pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend of us, he rented one of the bars. It was probably a Sunday afternoon. We were there for his birthday. We all had a great time. It was for his birthday. And then all of a sudden, the Jersey Shore people came walking in. And everybody literally went right to the cameras. And now the rented bar we had was no longer rented because they were right. And they were picking and choosing. They were having people sign waivers to sit at the table next to Snooki and sit next to
Jay. There's
no
way you made the cut.
I didn't try, no. But they were all...
Nobody wants an old creepy guy next to Snooki and Jay.
The guy who had no shirt on. He had the hat on and the glasses and the sunglasses. And he sat there. So they weren't sitting. It wasn't... They made it look like they came in, sat down, and these guys were sitting there. They weren't. They were handpicked and sat there.
Oh, yeah. Now, what was meanwhile...
It's not real?
No, it's not real.
Damn Walt was meanwhile in the background oiling himself up, and they just said, creepy oily dude, out.
Flexing his pecs with his hands.
Please, you're blinding us with the whiteness.
Bright red. Walt was all day on the beach, fell asleep.
My daughter is so big into the show, and she went crazy because she went in the bathroom, and then not Snooki, Jay Wow came in the bathroom, and Cameron, my daughter, was in there, and she was just in awe. Of the whole thing.
I've never met anybody so vapid.
Oh, she made me take her down to the Shore store, and she got a picture with Kenny.
Who's that, the owner?
Yeah, the owner of it. And
really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Really, a guy who sells T-shirts for a living is a bigger fucking celebrity than me.
Shore store. You're right, man.
There's a restaurant that's right above that tiki bar, and they have a really nice ocean view, but they have an even better view of that tiki bar. If you're sitting in that restaurant, which my girlfriends and I did, we sat at a long table and we all faced the tiki bar, and that was our entertainment for our meal. It was hilarious. It was like watching the Jersey Shore live.
And you saw all of them?
We didn't see those people there. No, we saw their type.
Their type.
It was amazing. There was one girl that was in a bathing suit and a tutu.
We were on the boardwalk the girl Snooki came walking down, and she had like four police officers just around her as she walked down the boardwalk.
Blowing each one as she worked her way around the boardwalk.
It's hard to make your way all the way down the boardwalk that way. Slow going.
That's all right. It's worth
the
trip.
That's
how it was. Yeah.
All right. That's enough of this. Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions. Run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tower of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tower of Energy, LLC. I guess I'll read Joe's read, too, but you go.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
Portobello's is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tucson, is it Tucson? Tuscan Villa.
See, you jump all over Pip, you can't even get through a sense of a read.
Tuscan Villa setting will make
it's
you feel
differently
like
than Tucson.
Been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary needs, thus ensuring every visit is just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner through Monday through Saturday, and Sunday Portobello features a sumptuous punch. It says sumptuous here. Is that a word?
Yeah, sumptuous is a word.
Sumptuous. Sumptuous brunch.
It's amazing you didn't get a job in office.
In addition to their dinner menu, which is available every day, Friday and Saturday nights. Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for special events such as Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure your event will... I can't even read this, man.
What are you reading at a fifth grade level?
Oh, my God. Will not just be an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the always popular comedy nights throughout the year, which is produced by Side Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. The next show is scheduled for January 19th, starring Coleman Green. Experience all that Portobello has to offer, 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more about calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or by visiting the website portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Gencarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja manja. Gencarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey, features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Gencarelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.gencarellispizzanj.com. That's www.gencarellispizzanj.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Gencarelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff. Old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Gencarelli's.
Side Spinning Productions, all your entertainment needs. Holidays, still time to order a comedian, if you like, or we'll send Joe there dressed as Santa Claus. He's always festive and jolly. SidespinningProductions.com, SidespinningProductions.com, 551-404-3094. Pip.
I hope that you will all listen to Mr. Helix's radio show on HudsonRiverRadio.com. He's Drive Time Live, 3 to 6 p.m. every Monday through Friday. So listen to him. It's funny, good songs, good way to ride home.
Yes.
Yes.
Good way to ride home.
Oh, yeah. He's a good ride.
Right.
All right. Oh, but you'll just hear music.
Get the ice cubes.
Who's at the club this week, Walt?
At the club, Kevin Downey Jr. Mm-hmm. Kevin Downey Jr. this weekend. www.jokerscomedyclubny.com. Check out our schedule.
Wednesday, November 29th, Joe and I will be in Lumberton, North Carolina at Adelio's. For tickets, call 910-671-4747. Thursday, November 30th through Saturday, December 2nd, we'll be in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina at the Carolina Comedy Club. For tickets, call 843-839-2565. Thursday, November 30th, Side Splitting Productions presents live comedy in Newburgh, New York at the River Grill starring Mike Morse, Sean Morton, and Molly Sperduto. For tickets, call 845-561-9444. All right, guys, I think we've done all we can do here.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for listening. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way.